try to encompass all the many facets of the Kollel. Chumash here, Parshas Bahar, speaks about growing things. Daf HaShvuah, learning Ma'i Katan, recent Chabura, recent Daf Beis and Gimel. The title, Growing Up, maybe having to do with Sfiras HaOmer, getting through Sfiras HaOmer, the end of Lag BaOmer, Hoyd SheBahoyd, Chleis Yishvah Shtein Dem Punkt, some of the Yodei Said, can say about that. We say over, Gemara says, Emunas Itecha, if that Zroyim is Keneged Emuna. I believe we say over from the Chedush Arim, why is that Emuna? You plant, it grows. So I believe he said that you see the Chinese guy, the Japanese guy, they plant, it grows. You think, of all the things I have to worry about of Emuna, this should be the easiest. This I'm going to plant and grow. Other things I have to work on Emuna. Said the Chedush Arim, no. The Gemara is telling you that Kufa, because the Chinese guy and Japanese guy are planting and it works, that's exactly where you have to work the hardest on having Emuna, that it's only going to go through the Eibishter. But even so, with all that halacha, we have to go with what's natural in Lamaisa, and you can't falozachaf the Emuna that nothing's going to grow from what you're going to do. So let's see what it says. Mishnah in Shabbos on Gimel says, Hazireya is one of the 39 malachas of Shabbos. Mechanana on Gimel and Beis brings down from Yerushalmi, anything that's mashpiach, the pre, is chayiv because of Zireya. All the many, many things you find in many Mishnayis, Mavrich, Markiv, Mekarsim, Mizarid, many, many malachas are also many acts of work around the trees and the plants, all are chayiv mishom Zireya. Gemar Mayim Katan, Daf Beis, Amud Beis, says, Menakesh, your toilish lasovim roim from the good ones, and when you do that, it helps it grow better. Mashkez roim, Rashi over there says that you throw mayim on the actual plants, makes them grow better. Gemara and Shabbos on the paper, on Gilman Bay says that Machlekes Rav Yosef and Rabba, Rav Yosef says that you'd be chayiv zereya, kavose didimistabra, because ma darkish zereya, litzmuche peira, helps the fruit grow. Hachanami, mitzmach peira, it helps the fruit grow. So you see that the Yisrael Malacha is promoting growth. Rashash, trying to explain the Malacha in Shabbos, says that even though when you put it in the ground, absolutely nothing happened and didn't take root, even so, since it will take root, because Chazal say nothing's going to happen before 3 days, since it will take root, it's just like afia, just like baking. Just like baking you put in the oven. It goes ahead and bakes on its own. So to over here, that would be the Yisoid of the Malacha, bringing a dogma dover, but memela, just like if someone puts something in the oven and takes it out right away, there will be no chiyav. So to over here, the Rashash says that lochar you'd be potter also if you put it in the ground, take it out right away, or you put it in adasa, take it out right away. The Farish Gemara on Shabbos Daf Dalid, that if you roid to the pas before it gets baked, that the guy would be potter, the one who had put it in earlier. So therefore, we'll see later on halacha l'maisa, it could be that if it happens on Shabbos, maybe you're not over yet, maybe you could do something about it. It's also mashma that even though the hashrasha will not take place until the weekday, like we said, 3 days could be more, but even though you do it on Shabbos, so too, the Rashash wants to say, I guess it seems like a chiddush maybe, that even if you put in something to bake at the end of Shabbos, mamash at the end of Shabbos, and really doesn't have time to bake on Shabbos, if you end up leaving it there through Shkiyat Tzeisa Kechavim V'chulu, you'd also be chayiv the same way. He's learning one-to-one, he's learning one-to-the-other as well. L'maisa, there are others, Mechas Chinuch, Igleital, many people weigh in and they say, Avad, it's not Doim Etafia, because over here, the Maisa is the Zriya, the putting it in the ground, even though it doesn't take root. Mashenki in the Afia, the point was the baking, and that is the whole Malacha. Therefore, it has those Halachas. Mashenki in this, the Malacha itself is putting in the ground, no concern for what's going to happen afterwards. Again, we'll see what happens in a minute because of that. L'chair, the Svara behind it would be that the Chazal is trying to give you malachas that you're over itself on Shabbos. So therefore, if the only way to let it be over the malacha would be to wait the 3 days until it actually takes root, seemingly their Svara is that it will be a little hard to say that is the malacha on Shabbos. Therefore, they're saying that the point is putting it on the ground. Avada, it has to be, even according to them, has to be that it's roi to grow, and in a place that's roi to grow, and therefore, if someone planted the desert in the sand, it's fully okay. Even according to the Shita, if you plant it, if you throw some seeds in a place where many people are walking, it's also okay because it's going to get trampled, not going to grow. And also brought down Halacha Lamaisa in Sif Dalid, I believe, on the paper, that feeding the chickens would be mutter as long as you only throw down a shear that they would eat within 3 days, so tzichur won't grow. So you see, even though the Shita is maskim to this, it's simply in the regular case where he's arguing. So Taka, for a second, to handle about seeds and pits, one has to be very, very careful that if he's eating watermelon seeds, seedless watermelon, and happens to have seeds from somewhere else, that these things won't fall on the ground. And even if he has psoilus, I don't know, he has some bad tomato or whatever, and he chucks it on the ground, if it has seeds in it and it can decompose and end up going to the ground, that could also be extremely problematic, and someone has to be careful about that. What happens if they do fall on Lamaisa?
What happens? The seeds can't really grow anything. Like, the tomatoes and watermelons are like not a lot, but the seeds don't grow.
Okay, if that's the case, 100%, that nothing comes out of it, then I hear that might be different, but I guess they hadn't done that at that time. In the general cases, we're not going to get into it, but even beans that sprout in water are problematic on Shabbos, even if they grow a little bit, something comes out of them. So if nothing really comes out of that, I hear. I was not aware. Okay. But like we said, it has to be shaykh to come to Zriah. So what happens if it falls? So two things to Dan. First of all, which shita do you go with? Which sheet did you go with as far as when you're chayav on the Zriah? And two, the Muktzah aspect. So as far as what we mentioned before, so lefi the shita that you're not batzim chayav until 3 days, so then, again, we'll get to the Muktzah aspect in a second, but not for the Muktzah aspect, then avada, you should pick it up now, so you won't be over. Lefi the other shita that you're chayav right now, l'chayra, it would not help you at all to pick it up, because the malacha is done and over, like we explained before, because it is already in the matzah that everything will happen, even if you take it out a second later. Perhaps you can shtel tzu. I think I heard of Shem Barbaro, someone told me Kobi was a brisker of, that the briskers, the salvechiks by the chasanas, the shir yichud is literally seconds that the edim stand by the door. Why? Because once it's in that matzah that it couldn't come to what the yichud is representing, then that's all you need. That's all they need to be there. Once it's in that matzah, that it could come to that. So you don't need to wait the whole shir. So it's over here, pshat is that you put it in the ground, it could come to that matzah. Literally, even if you take it out seconds later, and like we said before, even if you had das to take it out later, you did the malach already, and you are over, because it would be able to come to azam matzah. As far as the muktzah aspect, some of the Heinz Kapaiskim write that watermelon seeds, apple pears or cores, or pear cores, sunflower seeds and bird seeds are not muktzah, and therefore you should pick it up right then. And the things that are examples of muktzah and that you should at least pick up after Shabbos, at least to hopefully be chayshish for the other shita, so you won't be over to feed that shita, raw beans, peas if they're not edible now, garden and grass seeds, pits of peaches and dates, those would be muktzah, those one should wait till after Shabbos to pick them up, and then avada, please pick them up so you're not over at least lefi one manda omar. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, you should be very careful from washing your hands over grass because it's a psik resha. Therefore, the paiskim, and like you see the uraim on the back of the paper, say that in the yumay sakayetz, because that's when things are extremely helpful to the plants, on grass and gardens, one should be extremely careful about drinking around there, washing their hands around there. Apparently, in the Chabur the other night of the Daf HaShavua, it was said over the Maaseh of the Chazon Ish, on a Chol HaMoed, he went to a park and he was makpid to not wash his hands over the grass. There's a Gansel Shittos over there, something. But so that's at least the same you say that you're saying over here, that if Chazon Ish is Chosh, that there will be this Isser on Chol HaMoed, then it's definitely coming that Shabbos there would be as well. And even if it's in a park, a public area, it's still nicha to you that there should be a nice area with grass and you want the plants there, therefore you can't come with, oh, it's not mine, not nicha. No, it's nicha lay, it's nice. It's spoken about the same svar by bungalow colonel. You want it to be a nice area, and therefore there it's obviously a nicha lay. Oilam with kedushim, They try to bring a raya that by, you don't find any of the poskim from hundreds of years ago discussing by sukkahs to be careful not to have a sukkah on the grass. Therefore, zikr, everyone takes an emzon for a double pasha. Zikr, you're allowed to have the sukkah on the grass. But still no, one has to be extremely careful. First of all, some try to say maybe by a sukkah you're eating over a table. And therefore, maybe by a kiddush, that would be a heter if there are tables by a kiddush. Therefore, one should warn the children not to walk away from the table with the drinks. Chas v'shalom, they might spill on the grass. Another thing they say is that perhaps sukkahs, like we mentioned before, I mean, at least in some places in the world, it's more cold, and the weather is not really such that the water would be helpful to the plants then. So it could be that's another svara that sukkahs is more cold. Like, mice, everyone's mako by sukkahs. Kiddushim, you have to know.
Maybe in your sukkah, it's not legal to have plants grow.
Oh, that's very nice. People put plants on, it should look like, I don't know, Hasina the Midbar, I'm sure.
Maybe so
in fact, another thing is that exactly, that really the chashash is for any water, any water-based drink, like the Mishnah Berurah says. So what's Gamarshi used to say, Coke is very caustic. And there's anything that's going to ruin, like for instance, Meir Aglayim V'chulu, that it can be Seirif, seemingly that would be okay. The Bir Halacha does bring down Lamaisa, even though there's a Teretz Yisrael that says in the Economica or something like that, they know that the Meir Aglayim Betzim is good. Lezabas Akarka Lamaisa the Elam is Mekel. I did see some Poskim mentioning things that it could be, even if it's a pile of dirt, you have to be careful. Maybe Lush. I saw a couple Chashashas. It does seem, though, that Al Pi Rov the Poskim are Mekel. As far as septic systems, I don't know exactly how they work here, the way Rabbi Ribia was trying to be modest with them. It seems like some of the stuff eventually will go into the ground at some later point. Lamaisa seems like it is okay. I know Lefi Rabbi England does Lashon of a Gishmak Chumrah, and Lefi 2 weeks ago is Lashon, I don't remember who of the Achran, that you should make your coffee before Shabbos. So maybe you should give one Gishmak a flush before Shabbos and just leave it, you won't get into any Shilas. The Sukkah Shlak. After it rains, so you have water on top of your Sukkah, what are you allowed to do as far as the cover of your Sukkah that now has water on it? So pashtas, it should be usher to pick it up because you're going to end up with water all over your grass. So lamaisa l'ratayrim, some of them say because if it rained for a long time with a lot of water in a way that it's extremely saturated, that the water will not help at all, that's not shver at all, especially in a place like Miami, but in other words, a light rain, a light drizzle, that's not doing anything, and therefore you would have to worry there. But if it's in a way the ground's saturated, that the water will not help, that's one hetzer. Another heter is that if your sukkah is on the pavement or on a porch, or even if you put like a plastic tarp down and it first goes there, then it would only be grumma that it's rolling from there to the grass, especially mitzurf with the fact that you're not being mechaven to grow anything where the water is going. And that would be another heter.
So that would also be a heter for your septic tank.
I guess so, yes.
Is that a heter also for the sinking called chassidim by the
mikvah? No, Tyra breeder. We'll see in a minute. What do you mean? The site is that the water should fall on something else, not the ground.
Let's say you put it in the water. You put
chemicals
in the water before you take it off, so that way you don't
bear
it.
Oh, all right. Interesting. All right. Okay. Kshmak Achumra. I hear what you're saying. No, Taka, what's called? The place can by Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael, it's Bavos, that you can't pour your sponge out with regular sponge water, and even the regular sponge stuff they put in, you have to make sure to put in bleach when you push out your sponge hole so that it will destroy the ground. So I hear. Very nice. This would also apply to outdoor furniture and outdoor toys that have water on them. As far as dumping them out, they would go with the same tonight, that if it's soaked or if there's you're pouring out to something else first, then it will be okay. Sprinkler systems. I'm just going with what I saw. I know different people, different moistis, different places do different zachin. I saw Rav Chaim brings down from Ramesha Zilzal Shabbos. It doesn't seem like that's the overwhelming opinion of what people do. As far as the usual, they say automatic sprinkler, it's fine. Could be some people say it should be in a backyard where people don't see. As far as shutting it off, I don't exactly understand what this means. I don't know how the system works, so I don't know. I guess if there's no electric in the shutting off the valve, they say that you should first shut the main valve. Because if not, if you're shutting one by one, then when you shut one, you're giving more power to the other ones. And perhaps you are getting the water further to places that didn't necessarily get wet at all. And you are directly causing that. Chazanish says this, others say this. And therefore, one should be careful first to shut the main. Gets into Hadarai that it could be the Chazanish said you have to be careful in your house while the sprinklers are on. Doesn't really explain what it means, but it seems like the Heintigas say that Avada, it meant turning off your sinks in your house, because then that would give them more power. Mashenkin, turning it on and causing the water to lessen from the sprinklers, Shlomo Miller says that that would not be a problem that you're taking away from there. The only problem would be adding to there and causing it to go further.
What kind of sprinkler system are you talking about? All these sprinkler systems are in the ground. Nobody's turning anything off one by one.
Okay.
And today, a lot of them are on sensors anyway, that they only turn on by themselves when it rains.
F-Sharon. Maybe 50 years ago, it's not working. As far as flowers, the Ramah says, Mutul Hamid Anfei Ilonis Bamayim, as long as there are not flowers and buds that would open from the water. Menatayra, Be'etzem, anything would be Mutul to put in the water. It's not Zerea. But two possibilities, Midrabana, why it's usser. Either, first of all, like we just said about the buds that will open when you put them in the water. Secondly, filling up a flower vase, the place can say, is tircha. And therefore, it comes out from the Paiskim that halacha lamaisa, that, so like we just said, filling up a vase on Shabbos, yizicha can't do. Putting in flowers that didn't fully bud yet, you can't do either. There are some who are mater that if you have flowers that are fully opened and you have a vase that's filled from before Shabbos, for the first time you would be allowed to put the flowers into the water. But Simcha Bonim says, Avada, if you forget, he doesn't mention Shalom Bayis, maybe it's part of the Svara. Avada, if you somehow forgot, you're allowed to put in these cases that, in other words, it's fully open and you fill the vase already, then you'd be allowed to put it in on Shabbos. And obviously, as far as returning it, if it falls out and there's still water in it, you'd be able to return if it's fully open, but you would not be able to return it if the buds are not fully open. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says there would not be an iser, I guess if the flowers aren't muktza, he says there would not be an iser toilish to remove the flowers from the water. Rabbi Yashiv, some pointed out to me, and then I realized that they bring it down from B'Shem, Rabbi Yashiv said that if the flowers are not completely open, it's in the water, everything was done correctly, but they're not fully bloomed, they're in the middle of blooming from before Shabbos, that you should be careful when you're walking with the flower vase, as you might be causing it to move faster when you are walking. Therefore, you should walk slowly. That's what they bring down. Shame, Rabbi Yashiv. We call you, yeah, Doimil Lizareah. Doimil Lizareah. That's right. That's why the whole thing's only Midarabana Batsim. Want us to be careful with potted plants. If they have a hole in them, don't have a hole in them, even if they're hanging over the sides, moving from inside to outside would be a problem. If it's outside, moving closer to the ground would be a problem. If it's on non-porous material outside, which is making it a non-utznuk of taking it off of there and removing it to the ground, would vite to be a problem. Amaisa, we see from all this, I think the Ramban says that you're supposed to take something out from your learning when you go out of there. So, L'chas v'shalom for the ra, you see that you do something, even if it looks like nothing's happening right away, you put the ra into the ground. Chas v'shalom could be that something's done already. Abar avada, mida toiv meruba, that if someone does a maisa toiv right away, they should know it's nigmar, even if they don't realize anything. And if they're still waiting for the taitzais, when's it going to come? Don't worry, it'll for sure come. It might be v'imoisachol, it might be in a time when you least expect it. The Taitzais will come with Bezras Hashem and Guten Shabbos.